Pasuk has to say by Chama, it's a new Lashon. It doesn't only say L'chor that it belongs to you, but it also says L'yimotzei. Mashma, even though the Chomes doesn't really belong to you, really the Goy is the owner. But since it's in your Rishus and you have Achrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. That's enough of L'yimotzei, since it's found by you. That's what the Torah says in the word of L'yimotzei. But Elo L'man D'yoma, K'mam D'ami, but if you say the fast, you have the Chiyav Achrayis, that if that Chomes gets lost, you have to pay for it. It's considered like mamash belongs to you. Of the zer leyimotzei lamuli. Why do I have to have the pasuk for leyimotzei? I know from the first pasuk of lechol. The pasuk says leyuron lechol. You can't see your chametz. Now, even though the chametz belongs to the goy, but since you have a chiyav achrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. This man the yom says that's considered like the mamash belongs to you. So it's mamash lechol. So even without the pasuk of leyimotzei, the Torah just said the word lechol. What do I need leyimotzei for? So tomorrow it's itzrich. Let's do. I need it. I would think, no, that kol zaman the chayfetz is ben, this chometz is here, then it's not considered like a belonging to you. Because kol zaman the chometz is here, who gets it? It goes straight back to the guy. So kol zaman the chometz is ben, it's still around, it wasn't used up yet, it's still 100% belonging to the guy. Kamash malon, that it's also for you to have that chometz. Kamash malon. In other words, when do we say Dovra Germ Lamam is Kamam Adami? When the chametz gets burnt up, it's not here anymore. Now you have to pay for it. Now that you have to pay for it, we consider as if before it belonged 100% to you. But it only belonged to you once you have a chiyuv to pay for it. But Kol Zaman the chametz is here, that the guy, whatever he wants, he comes and takes it right back, we never say it's considered it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you, it's still the guy's. So it's good. If it would just say the word lechor, something belonging to you, it's usher, this because, now say it's mutter, it doesn't belong to me. But now that there says the word lo yimotzei, it's anything that's found by you, this is considered found by you. Even though you don't own it, but it's considered found by you since you have a chiyav achrayis. Achrayis makes it yimotzei found by you. Kamashmon. Boi minei meirovah. Yes, the shalaf and rovah. Pehemas anunyo chayevis bebechoyro oyein chayevis bebechoyro. Veimar Arnunya means the goyim, the king there, had a chayt that he would take 1/10 for taxes. In other words, when you had behemoths, so every 10 behemoths he took one for his taxes. So the locker is, a goyish behemoths potter from Bechayra. Now a Yisroel has 10 behemoths here. And we want to know now, is there a chiv to bring Bechayra from these 10 behemoths? What's the suffix? Because maybe the goy will take one of these 10 behemoths, and that's going to blight belongs to the goy. So it would look as if the goy has a right to take one of these behemoths now, as if the goy owns these behemoths and is potter from the korban bechor, or else no. So Rashi Anunya, Hamelech noitel iser min habehema or min hatzfua. It was taxes. The king always took 1/10 of the behemoths or 1/10 of the wheat that you grew. Is the shaila chayevus bechorim? Is the behema now mechuyvim? Now it still belongs to the soil. Does he have to bring a bechor from it? The kain malon. Anytime a guy has shaykhus or even a part in ownership in your behemoth, you're potter from Bechorah. Shenema, the potter says, Li kol Bechor b'Yisrael. Avolei b'cherim, only by Yisrael does chiyuv Bechor, not if somebody else brings it. So the shaila here is, since the guy, the king, has a right to take this animal, maybe it's considered like the guy has a shutfus, has a chelik in the animal, and it's potter from Bechorah. That was the shaila. Again, Marboy Menei Merovah. Behemah Anuna, this behemah that the goy has a right, the king has a right to take for his taxes, before we took it, is Chayevus of Bechor Aloy. Is that behemah, now that it belongs to the Yisrael, does he have to bring it for Korban Bechor or not? Oy, ain't Chayevus Bechor. So like this. Kol Heicha Demotim Asalag Le Bezuzei, Kol Zaman, when the king comes to you and says, give me the tent, give me the animal, the Yisrael has the right to say, you know what, instead of giving the animal, I'll pay you money. I could redeem it with money. Then let me boil on the chayiv. Avada then the animal is considered 100% by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is chayiv to give bechor from it. Kikom me boil on one of our sofik. Heicha the loy mosim esalag le bezuzi. No, you have no right to stop the king from taking it. You can't pay him off with money. He bedavka has the right that he wants to take your animal. Now my, what's the lochem? Omulup turi. He answered back. Avada is potter from bechor. Since the king has a right to take this, like he has a yad in it right now, and any time a goy has a right or a schus in the behemah, it's potter from bechor. For the Gemara Astira, for Atanya Chayev, this eye another brisa says, no, this animal that the king has a right to take for taxes, Kozman, they didn't take it yet, the Yisrael has the chiyah bechor on it. And the Gemara Hossam, the Mosim Masalagle, I'll tell you, there's poshid. They were talking about the Asra, that king lets you pay for it. So therefore, since you could pay for the behemoth, it's not like the guy owns any part of it right now. Kolzman, the king, doesn't take it away from you. It's 100% yours. He has a right to take it, but you have a right to stop him by paying him money that we don't see as if it belongs to the king. It's 100% the Israel's. Ikar the army, some say like this. Ikar the army, Amarovon. Behemas Arnunya. This behemoth that the king has a right to take for taxes. You should know, Kolzman belongs to the Yisrael, he's still potter from Bechorim. Even though the Yisrael could pay himself off with money, so what? Since right now the king has the right to be Teveyat here, for that behemoth, instead of the guy has a yad, has some type of a schus, a right to take the behemoth, and it's potter from Bechorim. Let's say the dough, the yid may dough, and the same thing, the king has a right to take one of the 10 doughs belong to the king. You should know that dough that the king would take is chayevus b'chalom. You have to take off chalom if you want to eat it now. Even though a dough that belongs to a guy is potter from chalom, but here we say that the fact the king could take it doesn't pot you from chalom. The yafagav le'mosim salik le. Even though you can't pay yourself, you have to give the dough later to the guy. Still, right now, calls them on the guy, the king didn't take it, and the Yisrael wants to eat it, he has to take off challah first. And the Chur, what's the difference? What's the difference? The animal was saying, since the king has the right to take it, it's still like it belongs to the guide, and you put it from Bechor. Mashenkin, the dough, even though the king has the right to take the dough, we still look as if it's chayim b'challah, means we look as if it belongs 100% to the Yisrael. What's the Svarah? My timer, heritage is Tekzera. Tehema is Tlekola. A behemah has the coil. Everybody knows about it. So people will see that this behemah is a bechor. They saw the animal just give birth. And they see that the baby, you're not giving to the kohen. People will know why you're not doing it. They'll know that it has a coil, that this behemah, this baby is going to go to the king. So since the king has a right to take it, it's called the goy, has a king in it, and you put it from bechor. And everybody knows about it. Therefore, there's no gzerim in the rabbanim you have to give it from bechor. Everybody knows why you're not giving it from bechor. Mashenkin Isa, the dough, even though it's true, really the dough should be potter from challah, because the king has the right to take it, give like he has a chus in it, but with Rabbanan you have to take off challah, because Isa left like curlo. A knee dough doesn't have a curl. So Melo, when the people see you eating from this dough without taking off challah, they'll be chashed you doing an Isa. Or they'll learn out, you don't have to take off challah from you. So since people don't know that this dough came from the king, therefore you have to take off challah. That's the reason why. Tana Rabbanan, Nochri Shenichnas Lechatzeroi, Shal Yisrael, a guy on Pesach comes into your house, into your chaser, Uvetzeka B'yodoi, and he has chametz in his house. What do you do at work? You have a guy working on Pesach, he comes into your house, he's eating lunch, he comes in with a sandwich. Is Alocha Ein Zokit Levaru. You don't have to get rid of that chametz. When the bread falls in your house, Mikir Adin Midiraisam, you're not mechuyev to get rid of the chametz. Pshita, but the chametz doesn't belong to you, it's goyish chametz like we had. Lo yirur lecho, you're only not allowed to see your chametz, but goyish chametz you're allowed to see. You weren't mekav lachrayis here, so mele it's mutter ein zok levarim. What about hefkidu etzloi? Let's say the goy put it by pekodin by you, then you mekav lachrayis, pasha the means, so now if it gets lost you have to pay for it, then zok levarim, then you have to get rid of it, like we had before. Since your Makabal Achrayis is upon it, it blies like now, it's Motsui, it's found by you, therefore now that I have this Chometz on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. What about Yachid Loi Bayis? What about you set aside, you give the guy one room to use? You say, put all your Chometz in this room. What's the Locha then? So some Achleikis we showing him in this case that we're talking about, even when you're Makabal Achrayis, even though the Yisrael has a key of Achrayis and it gets lost, he has to pay for it, still will be Mutter here. Because since you put this chametz away in a special room for the guy, it's called in his rishus, not in your rishus at all. But the Brisa says, Yachid lebayis, let's say you set aside one room. One room now belongs to the guy like. Ein zokik levayir. You don't have to get rid of the chametz there. So some shittas go, even though you're mekabel achrayis, but the svaris will soon see, since you're letting the guy use this room, it's like you're renting this room to the guy. And tchiris is kanyon. So this room doesn't belong to you anymore, it belongs to the guy. So it's like the chometz is in the guy's rishus, them pshit the smutim. And even if a Yisrael is mekabel achrayis upon a pikadon from a guy, it's only osur if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, because the law yimotzei. But that's pshit. If you're mekabel achrayis from a guy's chometz, and the guy takes the chometz home to his own house, pshit the smutim. Because the monoshek, shalachor, it's not mamish. It's not mamish yours. It still belongs to the guy. The only aver is lo yimotzei. Lo yimotzei is mevateichim. In your house, it has to be motzei. If the goy takes it home to his house, it's not called motzei. See here also, since you're giving the goy a room to use, it's like you're renting him this room. So this room belongs to the goy. See, even though you have a chiyav achrayis on the cousin, so what? Since it's in the goy's reshus, it's mutter. Shenema, the postik says, lo yimotzei. It can't be found by you. This is not called found by you. So the more might come, what does it mean to say? What does lo yimotzei mean to tell us? It's going on the reisha. Vochi koma. Hefki du etzloi, if the goy was mafkid, gave his chometz to you to hold, and you're makav lachrayis on it, you should know zokik levayir. You have to get rid of that chometz. I, why, the chometz doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the goy. But there is this, shenem alo yimotzei. The voice of the chometz shouldn't be found by you. So once you're makav lachrayis on the chometz, that's enough to be considered motzei, it's found by you, it's also. Ravashi Yamano, Liyoyla Masef is going on the Sefer Lakula, that if you're Mayachid, you set aside a place in your house where it should be, there it's Mutter. Vochi Koma, Yachid Loibayas, you set aside a room where the guy could put the Chomets, and Zosit Levayu, you don't have to get rid of it. Why? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Loyimotse Bevatechim, it shouldn't be found in your house. Viho Lavdi Dehu, and this room is not considered your room anymore. Why? Because when a guy goes into this room now, true, it's a room in your house, but since you're letting the guy use the room, it's like you rented it to him, so it's considered his room now. So when the guy walks into this room, it's not considered motzui by you, it's considered motzui by the guy, and that's mutter. It's like the guy has it in his reshus. I think Mar says, Lameimram, from here we see, Tizchiris Kanya, that if I rent something, even though the house belongs to me, I have a room, and I rent out my room to a guy, I'm allowed to let the guy put his chometz there. And even if I'm a kavla chrayis on the chometz, so what? It's not considered in my house, because since chiris is kanya, since the guy has rented it for me, renting is called kanya, belong like the reshus now, belongs to the guy. Therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara, is that true? That chiris is kanya. But now we learned in our Avodah Zarah. After mokim shomru lahaskir, and even though you're allowed to rent out your house to a guy, of a learner based dira, you're not allowed to, please. You're not allowed to lend it out to a Beis Dira, for them to live there. Omru, why? Because the guy, Mr. will bring it to his house on Avodah Zarah. So, what's wrong? You rented out your house to a guy. So, it's saying now, if you rent it out to him, you can't let the guy live though there. Why not? Because we're afraid he'll bring in Avodah Zarah into the house. So, what's wrong if he brings it in though? It's not in your house. The guy is renting it right now. It's called in his house. Now, if you're going to tell me now when you rent something, instead of like it's yours, when the guy brings in the Avodah Zarah into his house, whose house is he bringing it into? Into his own house. So why is it also? Elamai Yabaklor Raya, that Tchiris Midirais is not Kanya. The fact you rent it out to a guy, Midirais still belongs to you. And therefore, it'd be also to let a guy rent out the house and the guy brings in an Avodah Zarah. Because it's also to have an Avodah Zarah in your house. And since you own the house still, it's also to have it. So now let's share here then. You see me, the rice, even though you rent it to the guy, still it's considered it belongs by you. So why is the mutter here? We're talking now that you are makabla chrayis on this the cousin. So it's goy shechometz. Really, it's in your house now. And you're makabla chrayis, it should be usher. Why is saying this mutter? Because since you like rented this room to the guy, it's like in his reshus. I am proving to you that chiris is not kanya, it's not called in the guy's reshus. And the Gemara, Shani Hocha, the Afkar Rachmana, Veloshim Lo Yimotzei. The Torah here doesn't say in your Rishus. It says it shouldn't be found by you. Misha Motzei V'yotcho, Yotze Zer Sheinu Motzei V'yotcho. In other words, since this room is like rented out to the guy, see, even though in Din Torah, the guy doesn't own the room, it's still considered like your room, but Lamais, it's not Motzei by you, it's not called found in your Rishus. Because you're not going to be there right now. Since Lamais, you rented it out to the guy, you gave the guy the right to use it, who's going to be found in that room? Only the guy, not you. So this chometz is not called motzi by you. Therefore it's mutter. Even though really it's in your reshus, but in a case where the chometz is in your reshus, but it's not motzi by you, it's mutter. This is goyish chometz now. You want to say it's motzi by you? No, it's not called motzi by you. Since you made chiris makes it enough to say it's not called motzi by you. Yeah, all right, let's stop here. You're holding that Vofo Meralef. In the middle, or by the big lines, the second one of the big lines. Yeah. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Hamoitzi chometz bebeisoy biyomtiv. Somebody finds chometz in his house in the middle of Yomtiv on Pesach.
is kaifalov es hakli. So all you have to do is just cover it up with a keli. Put a plate on top of it. As long as you don't see it, that's enough. So Rashi learns, kaifalov es hakli, tole chazil totule. It's on Yom Tif itself, the chometz is muksa. You're not allowed to touch it. Viafuki, you can't take it outside. But you're not over an Yisid Yiraisa. Why? To abot le belibe. Miyesma. Because Mustama, yesterday before an Erev Pesach, you were mavato the chometz. Kidarmina le kamun, that haboidik tsarach shivato. Belibe. When you make a bedikas chometz, right after the bedika, you have to make a vittel. So therefore, midiraisa, you're not over by your roi and by your motz on this chometz that you find now, because you're already mavatlit. Ela mishum shla yishkach. The Yechlenu, the Islamic Zeri, you shouldn't come teeter on Pesach, is Sarach Tfiyas Kli. That's why you have to right now cover it up. You can't take it out of the house because it's Muksa. So the only Eitzer is just put a Kli over it. But the Mefarsh Ramadayik from Rashi Mashmo, let's say somebody did not make Bittel. He wasn't Mavatul the Chometz before Pesach. So if you find Chometz now in your house on Pesach, your Mamish over in Issa Deraisam. You're being over by your old, by your Motzei. So then Rashi would be Moider as Mutzer to take the Chometz out of your house and even to burn it. Because it's called the tzarech then. You would be allowed to do it. Since Havar is mutl at tzarech, this is called the tzarech not to be over Nisa Deraisa. So therefore, our sugya that says all you have to do is just kaifal of a kli, it's talking about that you wore mevatlit. So there's no Nisa Deraisa. Just the rabboni should get it out of your house, not to come to it. That is no hetter to touch it because it's muksa. So therefore, the eitzer is cover it up with a kli. So the more Omar Rova, Imshal Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, is ain't it tzarech, you don't have to cover it up with a kli either. You can leave it the way it is. My timer, Mivda Bedile Minei. Everybody stays away from Hegdish, even the whole year. Not only on Pesach wouldn't you come to eat it, even the whole year you wouldn't come to eat Hegdish. So therefore now on Pesach, Mamonashach, value roy, you're not over, either because you're mavatlit, or poshit, since it belongs to Hegdish, we have before, the pasuk says, Lecho, it has to belong to you, and Hegdish doesn't belong to you anymore. So therefore there's no issa the Yiraisa, and the Rabbanan also there's no issa, because everybody stays away from Hegdish. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Chemtsoi Shel Nochri, Chometz that belongs to a goy, is Oysaloi Mechitza Asar Tvochim, Mishum Heker. Let's say a goy comes in your house on Pesach and puts down some Chometz, so the Yiraisa there's no issa, because you weren't Mekabal Achrayis, the Chometz belongs to the goy. Again, the Pasuk says, Lecho, your chometz you can't see, but the goy's chometz you're allowed to see. But still, midirabbonin you're supposed to make a mechitza. So Rashi, Nochri ha-mufkad etzel, the first one of the big lines in Rashi. Chemtzei shel Nochri ha-mufkad etzloi v'loi kibbalo l'bachrayis t'mutel l'shoisei. A goy put his chometz by you in your house, but you are not makabel achrayis. If it gets lost, you don't have to pay for it. So midirayis it's mutter. Still, midirabbonin oisolei mechitza. B'yarbo, so on Erev Pesach you have to make a mechitza. Mishum heker, shlo yishkach v'yechlenu. You shouldn't come to forget and eat his chometz. V'loi sagalei v'chvias kli kol shivum. Here, since it'll be in your house all 7 days in Pesach, it's not enough, like the Gemara before says, just to cover it up, but here you have to make a mechitza. As for one day on Yom Tif, you can't do anything, we let you just cover it up. Like Rashi said, you can't make a mechitza on Yom Tif. But here we are going to have it in your house for all 7 days of Pesach. Before Pesach, you mechiv midrabbonin to make a mechitza for Heker. So the Gemara of Yimshel Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, ain't it tzorech. You don't have to make any mechitza. You're not over the issur deraisa because it doesn't belong to you. And midrabbonin also were not afraid. So the more of my time, why not? The Teretz is mivdal v'dili in shimineh. Like we said the same story before. Hegdish, everybody stays away from even the whole year. So we're not afraid you come teed it. Therefore, you don't even have to make a mechitza. Yom Rav Yudom Arav. Hanaforesh v'hayoytzei b'shayora. Hanaforesh, somebody goes away. Rashi means min hayabosh liyam. He goes on the sea. He takes a trip. Or else v'hayoytzei b'shayora. It's time you go in a caravan that you travel a faraway place and you're going to be away for Pesach. It's like this. Koydim shloshim yoyim. If you go away, you leave your house before 30 days before Pesach, is ein zokik levayir. You don't have a chiyuv to make any bedikas chometz. Let's say you leave within the 30 days before Pesach, then zokuk levayir. Then before you leave, you have a chiyuv to make a bedikas chometz. You have to check out your house. Now, Omer Abaye says like this, Ho diyamr, that you say, toich shloshim yoyim zokuk levayir, if he leaves a week or two or 3 weeks before Pesach, before he leaves, he has to make a bedikas chometz, he has to be mevayir, get rid of all the chometz out of his shoes. Lo yamorin, this is only said, elishadaiter lachzer, if he has das to return back to his house on Pesach, or else before Pesach, and to be there on Pesach. Avolein daiter lachzer, but let's say he's going away, even 2 weeks before, and he does not have das to return, is ein zokas levaya. That's what Abaye says. As long as you don't have das to return for Pesach, you're not going to be home, you don't have to make any bedikum. There's no reason to get rid of the chametz. Now, vada, the pshat is, the chametz belongs to you. Yerobah, Yemotzei. So, Pashin, we're talking about that the person made a bittul. His midiyaraisi he took care of it because he was mavatal his chametz. He's mavatal his beligoi, even though the chametz belongs to him, he's not over any yisur because he was mavatal it. He made it either by tesis, means like lehefker, or Rashi holds, bittul is, your mavatal beligoi, you make it like it's nothing to you. It has no cheshivus, it's like offerim, so that's the key of the mitzvah tashbisum, and the male, you're not over by Yerobah, Yemotzei. So midiraisi you took care of it with bittul. No, but the rabbanon you have to make a bedikum, and the time of the rabbanon's bedikum is you shouldn't come teed it. So if you're going to be away from the house, you have no chiyuv bedikum. But if you leave within 30 days, we'll soon see, then you do have a bedikum. But if you leave before 30 days, then you don't have a bedikum. Now, Abaye says that we say if you leave within 30 days, you have a chiyuv bedikum. That's only if you plan to come back. So then we understand, since you plan to be yom for Pesach, if you don't make a bdika, we're afraid maybe you'll find chametz on Pesach and you'll come to eat it. Therefore, the rabbanon said you have to make a bdika. Omalei Rova, Rova has a kasha. No, e daita lachzer. If the person has das to come back and to be home for Pesach, so pshita afilum Rosh Hashanah nami. Even if he leaves the house on Rosh Hashanah, more than 30 days, mama, 6 months before he goes away. But if he knows that he's going to come back on the middle of Pesach, or right before Pesach, so Pshit is now to make a bedikum, because he's going to live in his house on Pesach, and maybe you'll find chametz in his house, and we're afraid he'll come to eat it, even if he made a bittul. So he's not over with the Yeraisom, but the Rabbanon still make a takona, you have to make a bedikum, maybe you come to eat it. So how can you say that you leave within 30 days, it's only if you're going to come back in your house? No, if you're going to come back and be in the house for Pesach, so no matter how early you left, you have to make the bedikum. Elo Omer Rova says like this, that you're telling me, Koidim Shloshim Yoim, ain't Zokag Levayer, the first part of the din, that if you leave the house before 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to make a bedikum. Lo Yamorin, that kul is only said, Elishain Daitalachzer, you don't have das to return to your house on Pesach, or right before Pesach. Avo Daitalachzer, but let's say you have das, you know clearly you'll be home for Pesach, Afilum Rosh Hashanah. Even if you leave your house on Rosh Hashanah, before you leave the house, Zokak Levayah, you should know you have a chiyuv to make a bedikah. Because if you don't make a bedikah, we're afraid you're going to come home on Pesach, and you're going to find chametz, and as soon as you find chametz, you maybe come to eat it. So therefore, Avadim and Rabbanan is the chiyuv to make a bedikah. The only time you potter is if you leave 30 days before Pesach, and you don't plan to come home for Pesach. So since you don't plan to be home for Pesach, and you left before 30 days, you have no chiyuv to take care of the Nyan Pesach. So you could leave without making a bedikum. I, when it comes Pesach, you'll be over by your by Motz, it's your chometz. The territory is avad, you'll be mabatlit. Bittul helps anywhere. And I, maybe you come to eat the chometz, you won't come to eat it, you're not going to be home. But in the case when you plan to be home, shit, you have to make a bedikum before. So let's just see Rashi, the Chiddush, the Mechudush, the Rashi here, Shver Rashi. There's a Filam Rosh Hashanah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line, near the end of it. Afilum Rosh Hashanah Nami, the Rashi. Dichihodabei b'yemeya Pesach. Even if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah. But if he knows he's going to be home for Pesach, when he comes home on Pesach, over alei, he's going to be over by Yerobah Yemotzei then. V'hi shosa lav rishus lehid lavatle. At that time, he's not going to be in his rishus lavatle anymore. Like in the middle of Pesach, we'll soon see he can't be mavatle. You can only be mavatol koidem zmani suri, when it's still in your rishus. But once it comes zmani suri, anyway it's out of your rishus. But the Torah put it back in your rishus, it doesn't know bitum. Shrei yisr hanohu, v'yene shaloi, once it comes zmani suri, it comes Pesach, chometz is also banom, it's like it doesn't belong to you. The melo zakrashu kishuruhu, when you're going to see the chometz now on Pesach, over all that, then you're going to be over by your by yimotzei. So Rashi is mashmir that if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah, he has to make a bedikah. Why? Because maybe he'll come home on Pesach. When he comes home on Pesach, when he sees his chometz in his house, that's when it's going to be over by Yerobah by Yemotzei. So there's a lot of chidushim here. Rashi is mashmir, you're only over when you see it. Mashmir, if you have chometz in your house, but you don't see it, you're not over. So Mefarshim Yitzchak, that's not true, Lechura. Lechura, as long as you own the chometz and it's in your house, even if you're not home. But it's your chometz, you should be over by your body motzei. So it's a big shaila how to learn Rashi here. Some of us have learned that kol zman you're away, it's like nofel lamapolis. Something fell on top of it. So as long as something fell on top of it right now, it's not called motzei yetzachom. So therefore, up until you see it, it won't be yosser, because you're not home. If you're home living there, even though you don't see it, that's called motzei yetzachom. But if you went away, you're not home at all, so then it's considered like nofel lamapolis. Alright, a lot of the Mashal, Mashal talks about Rashi, it's very Rashi. But Poshet, the Halacha is that, the Halacha Tak Yerova by Yerova by Motzei. And the only answer is, if you leave your house before Pesach, it's Mavatlit. Even if you leave 2 months before Pesach, Havad, you have to make a Bittum. You have to be Mavatlit Beliboy. Just the Chiyim of the Rabbanon to make the Bdika, that you don't have to do. If you left before 30 days, you don't have to make a Bdika if you don't plan to be home on Pesach. So tomorrow now, V'yozda Rova L'taymei. Rova goes according to this time that is totally in 30 days. Like, what does 30 days have to do here? No, V'yozda Rova, no, different. V'yozda Rova L'taymei, V'yama Rova. V'oysa beisei oitzer, if somebody's going to make his house now into a warehouse, instead of living there, he's going to decide to store things in his house. Is koydim shloshim yom, if he's going to make his house into a warehouse, before 30 days before Pesach, and zokas l'vayir, he does not have a chiyuv to check out the floors for the chametz before he makes it a warehouse. Let's say he starts to do this, move out of his house and make his house a warehouse within 30 days before Pesach, then zokek levayim, he has a chiyuv to make a bedika. Even if he does it before 30 days, if he doesn't have any das to empty it out before Pesach, or again, not to use his house for Pesach. Let's say even though now he's going to make it for a warehouse, he's going to store all his goods there. But if he has das that either before Pesach or on Pesach, he'll empty it out again from all his goods and he'll live there. So then he'll be living there on Pesach. Then like we had before, even if you do this, you make your house into a warehouse 30 days before Pesach, still, nami zokek levayir. Still you have to make a bdika, because you will be living here on Pesach. So if you don't make a bdika, we're afraid maybe you'll find the chametz on Pesach and you come to eat it. Are you mavatlit? So what? Bittul only helps that maybe right, so you're not over by your own by your motzein. But the rabbanon always made exera, even though you're mavatlit, still you have to make a bdika. That we don't want you to find chametz and maybe you come to eat it. So here, if you're making your house into an oitzer 30 days beforehand, you have no chiyuv bdika. If you don't plan to use this house even throughout Pesach, you don't plan to empty it out from the warehouse and live there. But if you plan to empty it out and live there, then you have to make the bdika. Now for the Gemara, Hani Shleshim Yoim, Maya B'detayu. Where do we get the shear of punk 30 days? Like we're saying now, anything within 30 days of Pesach, even if you don't plan to be home, you plan to go away for 3 months now, you have to make a bdika before you leave, even with the Rabbanin. Mashenkin, before 30 days, you don't have the chiyuv. Where do we get the shear of 30 days? Now, the Gemara Kinatanya, the Gemara is going to brace them. There's a lochof in Shoyalin, Vedorshin, Pilchas HaPesach, Koydim HaPesach Shloshim Yoim. There's such an Indian that you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. There's such a loch like that. It could even be Midiraiser also. The Drashi Koydim Shloshim. But 30 days before Pesach, he's supposed to start Shoyalin Vedorshin learning Hilchas Pesach. The first thing to say, my Naskamina. Naskamina is if you ask a Shalom to a Rav. There's a halacha, if two people come to ask a shalom to a rov, something that's nageya right now, you're supposed to answer that person first. If somebody asks you a shalom, that's not nageya to right now, it's nageya for a long time. And somebody else asks you a shalom at the same time about something nageya right now, you're supposed to answer the person that shalom is nageya right now. So chatz not kamina 30 days before Pesach. If somebody comes and asks you a shalom about hukas Pesach before 30 days, you don't have to answer him right now. It's not this man yet. If somebody else asks you shalom, something again to trace them, again to right now, you're supposed to answer him. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, that's already called his man to be Isaac and Hukas Pesach. And if somebody comes to ask you shalom, it's called he's asking something this man that you're supposed to answer him first. The Koponim, you see, there's such an thing that 30 days before Pesach, you have to start worrying, learning the Isaac and Hukas Pesach. Here also, like the bottom Rashi says, Koydim Shloshim, Loichalo Choyvas Biralov. Before 30 days, there's no chiyuv even with the rabbanon to make a bdikon, because you have no chiyuv to start thinking about Pesach yet. then later when it comes 30 days, you're not mechuyev anymore. Because the Amoron don't know for l'mapoilis. Or here, where you made it into an eitzer, it already fell l'mapoilis on it. Or else if you went away, you're not there anymore. So if you left before 30 days, you have no chiyuv to worry about Pesach. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, then you have a chiyuv to worry about Hilchas Pesach and the Melon. You have a chiyuv now to make a bdika, to make sure your house will be clean for Pesach. So Metchila, you're supposed to do it, like the Mishnah says, Leil Arba Asa. The night of Erev Pesach, that's when we make the bdika. But if you know you're going to go away, you're not going to be home then, so before you go away, you have to make the bdika. Because 30 days before Pesach, you have to be Isaac in doing Hilchas Pesach. Right? We have Shimon ben Gamliel Loimen no Shtei Shabbosis. He deems it and says, no, you don't have to be Isaac 30 days, no, it's enough 2 weeks before. So Demar, what's the Machlokes? My time of the Tanakama. What does he say 30 days? So Demar, Sharei Moshe Oimer the Pesach Rishon.